This is The Blind Truth with Anna Tyler on RNIB Connect Radio. Anna is the chair of RNIB, and in her personal blog, she takes a wry look at living a colourful life with limited sight.
November the 29th, 2021. They think it's all over. The baby grand has arrived. I was so moved by the miracle of new life. I went to an actual shop and I purchased a small floppy rabbit suitable for babies under 3 months old. For clarity, this wasn't a real rabbit, but a stuffed rabbit. Then my largesse got the better of me and I decided that what every baby brother needs is a superhero older brother. So I invested in a Batman outfit suitable for children aged 2 to 4. The Grand may not be the baby Grand's idea of a superhero, but he's definitely mine. How does Batman's mummy call him in for his food? I asked the Grand. Get your food, the Grand shouted as he took off his clothes and we all jumped on him to tell him there was no need to take his pants off. Dinner, 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 Batman, I trotted out to the theme of the Batman theme music. There was a small hiatus in proceedings as the Grand went in search of his bat ears that were a bit on the snug side and had pinged off. He pulled his bat ears down as hard as he could. They swivelled round his toddler head until his bat ears were out of line and he was more of a snark than a superhero. Why? He said, looking truly bemused. Well, when you eat a meal, sometimes it's called dinner. No, he said, and went off in search of the dill. Once enveloped by the safety of her lap, he asked her, what does Batman's mummy say? I don't know. What does Batman's mummy say? The dill answered. I don't know either, said the Grand. The joke may be a concept that has been a little prematurely launched on my part, but I have got other plans. In the latest batch of photos the Sun has uploaded, there's a very good photo of the Grand and I playing football. In true elite athletic style, the Grand is blowing a bubble and I'm providing some touchline encouragement with my eyes shut. Always alert to the possibility of new opportunities and keen to do new things in life, I've seen the main chance and I'm going to take it. Ole Gunnar Sekera may have enjoyed a long and loyal career at Manchester United, but I think it's all over now. I know an excellent blind goal ball player who coaches his son's sighted under-12 team. They've enjoyed a couple of good seasons, and so I see no reason why Man U couldn't be the lucky beneficiary of this approach. It's worked for Harpenden Juniors. The coach I'm thinking of is fully occupied, but I photograph well on the touchline, with my eyes open or shut. I know a bit about ducking and diving, dodging and weaving, and I can handle difficult questions from the media. My ability to suck my breath in through my teeth in moments of high drama, well, would televise well. Is Grandstand still airing on Saturday PM? I don't know anything about football, but if we let ignorance get in the way of progress, nothing in life would happen. When it comes to it, it's all a leap of faith. I'm wondering what the chances are of getting the Glazier family to commit themselves to a new Uber League for goalball. Murray Walker would do a good commentary, if he were still alive. Oh, I wonder if I may have got my starter wires crossed there. Anyway, Gary Lineker would provide great match analysis, and since it's in such a good cause, I'm sure he'd bring the crisps. As Robin might say, holy margarine, Batman.
To subscribe to Anna Tyler's blog, The Blind Truth, and read her latest posts, go to theblindtruth.co.uk.